Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our summer series. Man, summer is almost over, isn't it? Summer series through the Proverbs. Proverbs 28, verse 13. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Living with secret sin may not impact your wallet. In fact, the money may keep rolling in and piling up. Living with secret sin may not impact your career. In fact, the ladder may keep extending on so you can make the climb. Living with secret sin may not impact your golf game. In fact, your handicap may grow lower and lower. Living with secret sin may not impact your friendships. It's a secret sin. No one may ever know. But living with secret sin will damage your spiritual life. Sin will cause your soul to shrivel. Your love for God will shrink. Your heart will become hardened. Your spiritual thinking will be dulled. Your spiritual emotions will become cold. And you can be sure that sooner or later, your sin will find you out, and you will be knee-deep in consequences. So, time to change course. God's great mercy is just a step away from secret sin. When you admit your sin and walk away from it, you'll find relief of forgiveness. Instead of the stress of secret sin, restoration will come to your contrite heart, soul. Instead of hiding in darkness, you can walk openly in a freedom of obedience. Man, it's time to stop playing the secret games and make the journey home to God. He's there waiting with welcoming arms of mercy. As we close, let's use this old Puritan prayer of confession as our guide. Make the words of this prayer your own. You ready? Holy Lord, I have sinned times without number and been guilty of pride and unbelief, a failure to find your mind in your word, of neglect to seek you in my daily life. My transgressions and my shortcomings present me with a list of accusations, but I bless you that they will not stand against me, for all have been laid on Christ. Go on to subdue my corruption and grant me grace to live above them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.